This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is still growing, even as countries start to ease lockdowns and other restrictions. WHO's emergencies chief, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the epidemic is now peaking or moving towards a peak in a number of large countries. So far, there have been more than 9 million cases worldwide and 474,000 deaths. The United States leads the world in both categories by far. Its top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a congressional panel Tuesday there will be more testing, not less, even after President Trump asked health officials to slow down testing. Fauci also said he is cautiously optimistic a coronavirus vaccine will be available as early as the end of this year. President Trump is back at the White House Wednesday morning after a campaign trip to Arizona Tuesday, where he spoke to hundreds of young conservatives who filled a megachurch to hear his call for them to get behind his reelection bid. Trump again used the term Kung Flu to describe the coronavirus during the rally in Phoenix, even as people have criticized his use of the term. Trump also spoke out against Democrats and rival Joe Biden, doubling down on his claims that liberals hate U.S. values and history. In a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico Tuesday, killing at least two people and damaging several buildings. Much of the damage said to be minor, with broken windows and collapsed walls. Geologists say southern Mexico, where four tectonic plates merge, is particularly vulnerable to strong earthquakes. This is VOA News.